think the word is surprising. 50 years ago, no one believed that anyone could make a lifetime career out of rock music. So it's pretty odd now to be 50 years later and find that all those friends of mine who became bank managers or whatever have long since retired or changed jobs. It's sort of unthinkable that a careers master 50 years ago might have said, well, music's the thing to do. Floating down, the sound resounds around the
icy waters underground. Just remembering what it was like kind of approaching that release, with hindsight, does it feel quite strange?
I think like virtually all bands, musicians, performers, you're very stuck in the moment, and all you really you don't think about longevity. That isn't actually an issue. The main thing is, have you got the opportunity to make the record or play the show or whatever?
What were your aspirations then? What were you hoping for? Just to get through this record and then maybe make another one? And
Roger always says, you know, we want to be pop stars at the time. And initially, just make a single, hope that we could get that to the top 20 so that we could then be on top of the pops. But the first album was still quite a new thing, really. I mean, the big thing with Piper for us was that it was recorded at the same time as the Beatles were doing Sgt. Pepper. So we weren't aware of how that would change the recording world. You know, Sgt. Pepper was extraordinary because it was the first time that an album became as important and then more important than the single. And that transformed the industry, really, because the record companies suddenly realized that actually not all their artists were just going to be there for a few weeks, that there was some longevity and something that needed a more careful work, really. Generally, recording was something that was done in an afternoon, whereas after Sgt. Pepper, it was perfectly acceptable to book a studio for literally months on end. Piper was made in between being on the road. You know, a lot of the sessions were actually sort of afternoons or mornings or whatever. I don't think we saw the writing on the wall, really. An album later, yes, we did. Saucer was made in a rather different way, using a lot more time and a lot more experimentation. But at the time of Piper, we were still in that, get the band into the studio, and if they weren't quick enough, we'd bring in session musicians.
Did you feel there was quite a lot of freedom in terms of the sound that you wanted to create? And
yes, I mean, the record company definitely left us to our own devices. They gave us Norman Smith as a producer, who was very much modelled on George Martin and the experiments that were going on in Studio 2. So there was a sort of realisation that this sort of exploring of the recording studio was something that was an integral part of this new peculiar music. You're the kind of girl that fits in with my world. I think the difference between the landscape then and the landscape now is so extreme that it's very hard to say one period is sort of more experimental than another. I mean, to some extent, digital recording has meant that virtually anyone has access to more or less the sort of technology that was very specialized at the time. You know, virtually every effect that could only be found in Abbey Road or Olympic is now available on an iPad. It's almost harder work because there is so much freedom now and so much opportunity to experiment for virtually no cost. Yeah, and the problem is, the more experimentation, there is a point at which it takes up so much time, it's very hard to get anything finished. Abbey Road had a large collection of interesting instruments and would quite often instruments were hired in for other performers or for orchestras and were still in the studio on the day that we came in later. But there's no doubt we benefited from the fact that a clavichord might have been left in the studio for the next day, or timpani were there. the Rotor Toms, but just by chance were there, left there one evening after a session, probably a film session. And so that sort of thing was available, but was previously unheard of.
The Piper at the Gates of Dawn as well, it was the only full album with Syd Barrett. I mean, how does that feel, you know, remembering that as this anniversary approaches?
I think that those sort of things are always that one sort of is a bit wistful about it. But and to some extent, the V&A Museum exhibition is probably more emotional than the record, because there's so much more. You know, there are letters that were written to him or that he wrote to other people, describing what we were doing at the time. But I think over the last 50 years, with this sort of recognition of Syd has been something that's sort of spun through virtually everything we've done, but it's been around for our band in particular for a long time. In some ways, a track like Jug Band Blues on Saucer is probably sadder, I suppose, than reviewing the whole of Piper. Making it clear that
I'm not here. The PPL have compiled a list, haven't they, of their top 20 most played on radio and on TV Pink Floyd songs. And just looking through it, I mean, there's tracks throughout every decade. So you have sustained this interest for such a long time. I mean, what was that like to see?
Interesting, because in some ways we're not really radio play material. Our songs either tend to be too long or a bit peculiar or whatever. There are one or two that stand out that were deliberately designed as Another Brick in the Wall or something like that.
Which is first on the list, isn't it?
Yeah, it's interesting because we actually chose the sort of disco tempo for it, and it worked.
And what's next then? What are you planning at the moment? Another 50 years?
I'm planning a large armchair and a television. there are no specific. We'll continue to look after the catalogue, and the exhibition, it will actually now go on tour. Sort of at the end of the year, it'll start. I think we're going to Rome next, and it'll then go to Europe. Okay. And I think all of us have got projects of one sort and another that we're working on.
Okay.
I don't think we're looking at a reunion tour at this stage.
Okay.
I will be very surprised if that happens. We're not retiring, but as I say, I don't think we're preparing for that, for the big tour.